like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, joins us Wednesdays. And Berg, look, realistically, we knew this season for Florida State would be a rebuild of some sort. But from what I can tell on Twitter from the FSU fans, they're still in a little bit of shock after Saturday. Is that your reading as well?
I think they're coming down off of it at this point. I think if you listen to Knowles 24/7 on the Bench podcast, you would know there is major deficiencies in this team. We kind of pointed those out early on in the summer about defensive end, potential quarterback issues, especially with Chubba Purdy going down. But I think there's some surprises, you know, no production out of Marvin Wilson in the middle, definitely not one of the best offensive lines FSU is going to face. The whole defensive tackle rotation was talked about so much during the spring and summer, and it kind of fell flat. There was very little production out of Jayshon Corbin and LaDainian Webb in the running back room. Tamari Terry, Warren Thompson dropped some key passes. I mean, Tamari and Terry's drop on that deep ball that was basically a guaranteed touchdown, that one hurt. And James Blackman made some mistakes and was never able to bounce back from it.
Allen in Tampa says, ask Berg to assess the quarterback situation.
There's not many options right now because Chubba Purdy is out with the collarbone issue. We talked to Mike Norvell yesterday. Mike Norvell expects him back relatively soon. To me, it sounds like probably on the safe side, I don't see him returning to practice for another 2 weeks. So maybe we're like 3 or 4 weeks away from getting him back. So he's out of the question for right now.
Right.
Because Florida State has a bye this week and then plays Miami. They got to figure out what they're doing for Miami. My gut says it's going to be James Blackman. I mean, I don't think they're going to win with James Blackman. But Tate Rodemaker, true freshman, they fought in camp. You know, they competed for the starting job, and James Blackman won it. I think Jordan Travis obviously has some deficiencies as a thrower. If you make him your starting quarterback, you're going to put the whole game plan around a running option offense. You're going to install that, and then what happens if he goes down? You don't have another quarterback on the roster that can run that offense. So it's a mess at quarterback. I think we're going to see James Blackman start against Miami.
Back in the day when Tennessee hired Lane Kiffin, one of the things he did was he dropped Tosh Boyd. And caught a lot of heat for that. Obviously, Tosh Boyd had a good career at Clemson after that. So Norvell gets the job. And again, I like the hire. I'm not changing my thoughts on that. But the Jeff Sims story, just refresh me. They had him committed. Did Norvell call him and just say, we're not interested? What happened there?
No, he was committed to Willie Taggart and his staff from the spring all the way through the summer, all the way through the fall, and then Willie Taggart gets fired. So he was committed for about, let's call it 8 or 9 months. And during that time, Willie Taggart was so gun-shy about losing a quarterback, he basically told Sims, like, we're not recruiting another quarterback, and they weren't. They weren't going to take one, even though they should have taken two. You know, they had Jeff Sims committed, and they were making him their guy. So then when Mike Norvell got there, he knew that this roster needed two quarterbacks. Well, he went and made an in-home visit the first week he got there to Jeff Sims, and I wasn't there. I don't know what the conversation was like, but he informed him, you know, of the plan and wanted to take two. And Sims, this was a complete opposite message of what Sims was hearing before. And they took Tate Rodemaker right when he arrived,
right?
Which they had to, because Tate Rodemaker was an early enrollee and they had to get him in the early signing period. So they just took him right away, and then Jeff Sims was still committed. Well, Sims thought that he was the only QB in the class. The conversation went down in-home. He sat on it for, I think, like 48 hours, and then he decommitted, and then eventually ended up signing with Georgia Tech. I know you want to know, was this a mistake, in my opinion? Jeff Sims had a great game against Florida State, and I think he's going to have a great career. I also think it's not necessarily Jeff Sims' job to stay loyal to the FSU program under any circumstance. I think it's maybe the head coach's job to massage that conversation and make it work and get both of these kids on campus, get your Rodemaker and Sims or Purdy and Sims or whatever you want to do. But it didn't go down like that. And Sims got the impression that, you know, he should go somewhere else. And he decommitted 2 days later and ended up signing with Georgia Tech.
Jim and Jupiter, ask Berg what's his prediction for wins and losses after losing to an awful Georgia Tech team.
Well, I was saying like 6 or 7 wins was realistic and would be considered a good season, in my opinion. So I'm trying to drop that down. Maybe to like 5 would be a good season right now. But I could honestly, you know, if it gets bad, I could see them winning 2 games this year. But right now, maybe 5 would be my prediction. You know, beat Miami, maybe I'll change my tune. But right now, 5 wins would be great. Looking at that schedule.
Yeah. Miami. Want to ask you about them and that Louisville game. That's probably my favorite game of this weekend coming up. It really is. It's teams that are looking up right now after just one game, but a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy going on at both of these places.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some thoughts on Miami right now. Are they what you thought or a little ahead?
No, I wasn't all that impressed with Miami against UAB. I thought overall they're just a smaller team. Like, I can't see them. They're not ready to compete for the ACC. And I'm not talking about beating Clemson, but just being up there mentioned with teams like Clemson. I thought that their secondary is small. They're not as big as you'd like to see a typical Miami team that's ready to go and win something. Derek King, I thought he had a good game. He did what he needed to do to put points on the board. The passing game looks a little questionable, but he's definitely a threat as a just as a scorer, man. He can run it. He needs to improve his passing. We'll see if that is just the first game with these receivers or what. But they got, you know, they got the win. I think they have a good shot to beat FSU next week, and you know, they got to beat Louisville. This is a big game for them. College game day's there, Bill.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Josh Newberg is with us. Talking some college football, Florida State's first weekend, not the best. Now, I'll tell you what, it was an awkward day. I'm not making any of this as an excuse, but rain delays and sitting out there, and that's hard on any team, you know?
Yeah. It was hard on both of them, though, Bill. They both had to go through it. I've already tried to spin it that way. You know.
Oh, I thought it only rained on Florida State's side. Oh,
I already tried that. You can't use my own words against me.
Quick note here. Pat 40 tweeted just prior to this hour. Nicole Arbach, Big Ten will begin its fall season the weekend of October 24th, a source tells The Athletic. Official announcement coming shortly. Daily rapid testing, huge reason that this is possible. So, again, just interrupting there. But I tell you, Berg, I know you don't spend your time covering the Big Ten, but I'd like to see them back out on the field. And it sounds
I'm just confused. Does that mean that, like, game one will be October 24th and they'll just do the whole preseason in, like, what is that, like 5 weeks?
I don't think so.
Or is that?
I'm hearing an 8-game or 7-game, it didn't say there, 8 or 7-game regular season.
Beginning in October.
October 24th is what it says there. And then that would give them time to get their Big Ten championship game in December 19th, because on the 20th, the next day, the committee announces the 4
teams.
So
I'm glad. I'm definitely it's been fun making fun of the Big Ten for looking goofy on the sidelines, but yeah. It's about time. It was getting weird.
Here is a note and question for you. I watched Notre Dame do. And it's game one, okay? Don't need to be the best team yet in game one. But Notre Dame looked a little sloppy. I don't know if they are indeed the number two team in that league.
They got USF this weekend.
Yeah.
And then I think FSU travels there in 3 weeks.
Think so, yeah.
Three weeks. We'll see. I mean, you know, Notre Dame is a program that can come out a little bit sloppy sometimes and turn it around. They got, who's their biggest name on the schedule right now? Do they have Clemson? They don't have Clemson. Do they?
They get Clemson at home in November. Yeah.
Well, that's all we'll need to know, right, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, that's Judgment Day right there. Yeah, the truth comes out. And Clemson, if Clemson didn't look good enough, of course they played Wake Forest, what are they going to be in like 8 weeks?
Right. What are any of these teams going to be in 8 weeks? It's crazy. It's a fun year, though. I'm really enjoying football. Like, I was watching week one, and it was just crazy to see college football back on. And you got to really enjoy it because the way the atmosphere in political climate, you never know. It could be the last week. You know, everything could be called off at any minute. So enjoy every weekend.
Tell everybody about what's next on the podcast called The Big Three Roll-Up.
Ooh, we taped our first episode of Same Energy Sunday. You remember what that is, Bill, right? The call-in only show that we tape on Sundays?
I recall.
This is our fourth season of doing that, and the show is huge. It was fun. It was fun being on there, even though FSU lost. So they're all gunning for me. But we recorded the big show yesterday. It'll drop on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get podcasts.
Good stuff, Berg. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Josh Newberg joining us. Yes, there's lots of reporting this morning as we sit here doing the show about the Big Ten. Most of it involves sources, quote, air quotes there, saying that there will be an October start. The date we thought was October 17th. Now you're hearing Nicole Arbach said the 24th. And an announcement coming shortly. What that means, Pat Forty said maybe before noon Eastern time. We'll see. Again, maybe. But it sounds like, and it's what I've been telling you for a few days here, the news is positive. Now, I'm not saying glowingly positive, but it sounds like, feels like, they are going to announce soon a return to football. If you're a Big Ten fan, take it. Yeah, take it. I hope this plays out. I think it will. Could something change it? Well, certainly. But I don't see that in the moment. We'll get the break here. Hour number three, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Hendersonville. We're still trying to clean up a mess here. I'm not sure what it is all over the road here on Vietnam Vets going westbound right here at Center Point Drive. Again, that's got traffic really extra slow here in Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets because of this debris on the ground. 4700 block of Hyde's Ferry Pike. They're still working that accident with injuries. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, September 25th through November 1st. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski took home the win from Richmond. Up next, more short track action from Bristol Motor Speedway, the final race in this round of the playoffs. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 84. Slight chance of showers tonight, low 68. Chance of showers tomorrow, high 83. Slight chance of showers tomorrow night, low 62. Friday, mostly sunny, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Josh in London, Bill. Tell Berg he's got no room to make fun of the Big Ten. He's a Florida State fan, for Christ's sake. Well, Florida State's had many, many years of good football, and not so much lately. I understand. I understand that part. Jim Wilco. Bill, legit question. Norvell has never recruited P5, let alone at a championship level. No experience building a program. Fuentes had it going. Why is he the right hire? I think he develops talent. I think he's a very, very highly intelligent football guy offensively. Now, again, game one, didn't see much, right? But, and I think he's a fantastic hire and developer of talent. I really do. I don't think that'll be a problem. If this ends up a failure, I won't have miscalculated. I don't think that's the case. I think we're obviously going to stumble around a bit. Florida State will. Before they can get to where they need to go. Maybe it lasts a year or more. Who knows? But right now they don't have a quarterback. It doesn't look like. I've always been a Blackman fan, but I can't defend his performance. It's not even mediocre. Armageddon, what's up?
Bill, something tells me that you're back in the Wilco studios.
On the way home yesterday, I got a message said that AT&T is a day early and they're working on stuff. I got home, I saw the dude, and I said, what do you think? He said, you should be up and running soon. And we were. So there you go.
I bet your son's happy about that. He's out of the doghouse.
You know what? So I haven't said a word to him about it. But, yes, he caused me lots of discomfort for 3 days.
Bill, update me on, I heard you touch on this a minute ago. So what's going on with the Big Ten and this revote and all that kind of stuff?
Stories hitting this morning suggest there's an announcement that will happen soon that says Big Ten is reopening. They're going to be playing football sometime later in October. I've seen two dates, the 17th and the 24th, for the first game. They play 8 games in a 9-game window. Big Ten championship game in December 19th, and then right after that, the committee tells us who the 4 teams are. So that's what's being reported right now, and I think that's accurate. Might be an announcement this morning or today. Might be.
So how about the Pac-12?
Crickets. I don't think the Pac-12 is not going to do that. First of all, you've got California and Oregon. The states won't let them do it. So I don't know what I think they're out of the loop. They'll try some kind of fantasy spring thing that nobody will watch, or they won't even get up off the ground. But right now, I just don't see it. Now, could they eventually join? They could, but I'm not even thinking about the Pac-12.
I apologize for having to hit the ejection button yesterday, Bill. I lost my train of thought.
No worries. That can happen to people.
Happy hump day, Bill.
All right. See you. I have not worried or wondered about the Pac-12. I'm just always considered them out. The Pac-12 has not been an entity for quite some time. And I think the Pac-12 has been erased from most everybody's mind when it comes to college football. Particularly east of the Mississippi. But I just don't think it's – nobody's worried about them. Lots of chatter about the Big Ten. But very little when it comes to the Pac-12. All right, wait a minute. Quit calling my phone during the show. Who's doing this? I think it's – you know what's happening here? I'll tell you what I think this is. Back to the AT&T story. They showed up a day early and fixed things. I'm happy about that. So I'm not here to bash AT&T. But they keep sending me text messages saying, don't reply, but your guy is on time for today. Well, I don't need him. We're fixed. We're all good. Now, what if this guy goes out, the guy that's supposed to show up today to do the job that's already been done, and he messes everything up? I bet you that is who this is. I bet you that, because I don't recognize the number. Yeah, during the break, I'm going to have to make a phone call or two, I think, to check everything else. West Coast Sooner, Bill, the Big Ten apparently has finally had their, can I say NADS drop? I think it's okay to say that. If not, the lawyers will contact me and tell me. Well, they're going to, according to reports now, they're going to play. I hope that's right. Now, this is not coming yet confirmed from the Big Ten. Haven't heard from them yet, but lots of anonymous sourcing, quote, quote, wink, wink, saying that it's happening. An announcement will come soon. What does soon mean? Whenever they announce it. Soon means whenever they get to it, I believe. Hope that's right, though. Yeah, we spent a lot of time. Look, folks, we love college football on this show. And even though the South is the absolute undisputed king of college football, the Big Ten's important. Yeah, I'll let you know. The Big Ten is very important. And I want to see Ohio State play. I'm selfish that way. Criticize me all you want for that. I'm wanting to see Penn State play. Wisconsin, Michigan State, Minnesota, IU, Iowa. I want to see all these teams play. Sorry, I'm selfish that way. Al Equipa Bob, I believe, is next in line. What's up, Bob? Good morning. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Oh, Josh. Yeah. What? Sorry, Josh. Crazy Charlie was juggling different lines there. How you doing, sir, up in London, Ohio?
I don't know whether to be mad or feel more depressed that you just called me Al Equipa Bob. I mean, how much worse does it get?
That's one of your buddies. You've been called worse than that. I've heard you called worse than
that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I've been called much worse than that over the years. So being called Al Equipa Bob probably isn't going to offend me too much. I'll get over it.
Not at all.
A little bit of devil's lettuce. I'll be over it in 10 minutes, so hang tight. Man, I don't know what to think about this. I tell you what, if this Big Ten news is true, old Blake Ruffino might just want to have Coach O pack up his team and head on back home. Same with Saban, Clemson, because we're going to win the national championship this year. They might as well not even show up to play us because they're going to get destroyed.
I want to see
it. I'm pretty confident in that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see it. Yeah. I want to see everybody healthy and playing. That's what I'd like.
After Charlie's team robbing us last year of a fumble and the reception in the end zone, what was that, J.K. Dobbins? And I just I think they're out for blood this year, and I think we're going to get the job done. How you been, Bill? How's your cable? They're coming out today, right?
They fixed it yesterday, although they keep sending me messages that they're sending somebody else out today. I don't know why. So.
Oh, so they got there a day early.
They did. Wow. I got very lucky there because that typically doesn't happen.
Yeah, I missed your first 15 minutes of the show this morning, so my apologies.
No worries. But I'm just glad it got up and going.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some. I don't really give a damn about the rest of the Big Ten. I'm just looking forward to some Ohio State football. So I don't play that SEC crap where they root for the entire conference. We Buckeye fans, I don't think do that. At least I don't do that. Anyways, but it's going to be good. I don't know what to think about 7 or 8 games. Now, what is that? Does that mean that not all the Big Ten teams are going to play?
I understand that everybody's in. That's my understanding.
All right, well, at least the team up north will get their ass whipped again this year, so super excited about that. Hey, Bill, I just wanted to call in, feeling a little antsy, so I appreciate it. We'll catch you later.
There you go. It's all over. It's picking up on Twitter. Lots of announcements here. Here's a 24/7 headline from 1 minute ago. It's official. Big Ten announces fall 2020 football. Let me just pull this up and we'll get the break. Got people on hold. We'll get to you. But this news is fluid, and I want to make sure we're updated here on it. It's going a little slow, a little too slow for the host here. There will be football in the Big Ten, again, a 24/7 story, in 2020. The league officially announced Wednesday that it would return to play starting October 23rd and 24th. The vote was unanimous. Sounds like we're playing, y'all, even in the Big Ten. We'll take the break. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, T-Dot. Still not here on the scene of this situation where debris is on the ground. It's got traffic extra slow in Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets westbound at Center Point Drive. Again, traffic's just limping along through here westbound through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets as they clean up this debris off the road. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference, like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NFL Votes is a league-wide initiative to support and encourage voter education, registration, and activation efforts of players, clubs, and fans from now up until Election Day. Inspired by ongoing conversations with players, the NFL launched NFL Votes to empower and improve our communities through exercising the right to vote. Join the NFL family by registering to vote today and make your voice heard this November. Visit NFL.com/votes to learn more.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Next in lineup, Lee Coach Cattle. Welcome in.
Well, it looks like those Biloxi Casinos got saved, but Pensacola took the shot. It's getting ugly down there, Bill.
It's what I hear. Didn't it hit directly right there at the right there, Mobile Bay area, right on the Alabama-Florida border, I should say, and then to Pensacola. I guess Gulf Shores and Pensacola.
Yeah, came in as a cat, too.
Yeah.
Right there. But they say the rain's the thing on this one, moving slow more than the winds, the storm surge and the rain.
Oh.
That's what kills people. You know, wind damage does a lot of structural damage, Bill, but water's what kills people. Traps people, of course, drowns them, stuff like that.
Awful. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, with the breaking news about the Big Ten, I was calling you about Peabody and the AD of the week.
Yeah.
But before I do, you know, Bill, one of the things in a normal year we always talk or I bring up to you a lot that Notre Dame didn't have to participate in the championship game.
Right.
I used to always make the sushi comparison. Remember that?
No, Ian Book sitting in the hot tub with a cigar and champagne.
Yeah, exactly. Ian Book and the sushi.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bill, this is 2020. It's a freak show, and everybody's just wanting football and whatever. But, okay, the ACC is trying to play, what, 12 games?
ACC is going to play, I believe, 10 games, not 12.
10. I thought it, is that right? Sure, it's not 11, though.
It's definitely not 12. Is it 11? If it's 11, I'm mistaken.
It might be 11. It might be 11. Bank counters can get it. And the SEC is trying to play what? The SEC is trying to play 10.
Trying to play 10.
And what we're hearing now, Big Ten is trying to play 8.
I've seen 8 or 7. I think it's 8 in 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a little breaking news for you. Football's a dangerous game. How you put, say, Clemson up against Ohio State if Ohio State's played 4 less games?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the once you get your game a few games in, I don't think it really matters how many games you play.
Well, I guess we're all looking for entertainment, Bill, but I just think there's no credibility in this college football season, and that's the reason why. And if you don't want to hear it from me, Urban Meyer's saying the same thing.
The pontiff is saying this, too? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was saying it just if the Big Ten didn't play at all, but
well,
I guess
playing.
Just something to look at on TV, but I don't see how you have some teams playing 8 and other teams playing 12. Seven or eight.
Now
That's half a season.
But think about this now. We have leagues playing different number of league games every year.
Well, the glaring deal there is Notre Dame. Most all these teams play the same number of games in a conference championship game, except for Notre Dame, in a normal year.
Yeah, Notre Dame plays South Florida, so I guess that would be 11, right? I think that's right.
Yeah, but they don't play a championship game normally. They are this year, I guess, if they get there. But
right.
Hate to call in with the poo-poo, but if Ohio State plays 7 and Clemson plays 12, it looks Mickey Mouse to me. Gets
what are
better
you,
than nothing, though, right?
What are you going to say at the end of the year when Notre Dame stands up, or if they stand up and say, we just played a league championship game, we're in. See, we did it.
I'm going to say give Lou Holtz the Nobel Peace Prize. Hey, Bill, real quick on Peabody.
Yeah.
So Candace Story Lee, let's see, she was AD long enough to get Rex Rowe kissing her posterior in a puff piece in Nashville Lifestyles. How long was the AD for? 6 weeks?
I didn't see the articles. So I don't know.
So what is this for him? 380? We had Funny Money, Malcolm Turner. Sounds like he got out of town before the auditors took a good look.
Yeah.
What is this, 380s for them in about 2 months?
Well, they brought another guy up from Louisiana. He's going to be one of the assistants or something.
Yeah. David Williams was the highest paid AD in America. They pretended he wasn't around. Called him a professor or something, didn't they? All right, I'll let you get back to the Big Teners. Hang in there.
All right. Yeah, David Williams. Black was on hold. We lost it. Black, if you're monitoring, call back if you can. David Williams was making around $2 million. I always liked him. He had some detractors, but I always liked David. We had him by SiriusXM, Crazy Charlie and I, and he spent at least an hour with us. It might have been longer. Crazy Charlie, you may remember better, but it was at least a whole hour. And this was when we were getting to the full cost of attendance money and all of that. And he was very informative. I enjoyed him. But Vanderbilt fans, at least some of them, don't look at it the same way. I'm not critiquing them. I'm just saying they don't see it the same way in some cases. If you're just checking in, we have news. There is news out there. Reports everywhere that the Big Ten is relaunching football. We'll start October 23rd, 24th. That'll give them plenty of time to get the practices in and all that. They'll play about an 8-game schedule. They will be able to play their championship game before the committee votes on the four teams that will make the playoffs. December 19th would be the Big Ten championship game. December 20th would be when the Clown Show committee makes their announcement about the four teams. Sounds like we've got some football. Some more football. From a league that needs to be out there, the B1G. And I've been cheerleading this. Yes, let's be on the record, y'all. I have been cheerleading this, proposing it, wanting it for a long time here. No, Kev. Bill, start the clock. How long till the Pac-12 announces when they'll start? I don't know, for example. We were sure when the Big Ten announced back in early August, we're out. We knew the Pac-12 would immediately copycat them, and they did. Now, actually, the Big 12 did a better job of explaining. Here are the reasons. Big Ten didn't hardly do any of that. So give the Pac-12 a little more credit there. But I don't know now that the Big Ten is coming back to play that the Pac-12 then jumps on board as well. I don't think there's a around-the-corner announcement. Now, maybe there is. I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I'm not counting on the Pac-12 for a damn thing other than disinterest. You got to remember now, you have California and Oregon, and statewide now, government-wide, I don't know what those schools will be able to do. I don't know. I don't know if they'll be cleared. Even if the league announced it, I don't know if the California schools and the Oregon schools would be able to make a go of it anyways. Josh says, Bill, Sean Wade said in an interview last night that if there were an October start with playoff consideration, he would consider returning to play. And so I don't know what Sean Wade would be thinking. Now, I saw a quote from his dad, Randy Wade, who said, look, I've been out here proposing that the kids want to play, let's play, but I've wanted Sean to opt out from the beginning, get ready for the NFL. He wanted, it was his idea to come back and wait this out. So I don't know if he would reverse course or not. One quick item, and then the break, and we got Black on hold. How about the players who have opted out, who got agents? If, and I'm saying, yeah, if I don't know if any of them would want to do this, but let's just say one says, okay, well, now that you're playing, I'd like to come back. Would the NCAA grant a waiver there? I don't think a Panay Sewell or somebody like that's going to do that, but I'm just saying, would it be possible to reverse course on your opt-out, even if you now have a agent relationship? Could there be one like that out there? I mean, there may. I don't know who. But, okay, break time. Black when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still some debris cleanup going on in Hendersonville right now, westbound on Vietnam Vets there as you come past Center Point Drive. As you come off that ramp from Center Point on to Vietnam Vets going westbound, they've been out there for about 45 minutes cleaning up some debris. Hey, check out the new Andre Chicken Sandwich and Collard Greens at Princess Hot Chicken. Stop by for lunch today, 5814 Nolensville Pike, online princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration reminds all listeners that last year, over 50% of our children were bullied or teased. This daily ritual leaves them in despair, feeling like there's no way out. Be someone that a child can go to for help, and let's stop the intimidation now. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, wishing our kids a safe and happy school year.
The young stars continue to do their thing as Atlanta Braves baseball rolls on through the 2020 season.
Hard hit ball to deep right field, heads up in the chop house. Gone!
Tonight, as the season starts to turn down the stretch, the Braves are looking for a big win against the Orioles live from Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 6:20 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 84. Slight chance of showers tonight, low 68. Chance of showers tomorrow, high 83. Slight chance of showers tomorrow night, low 62. Friday, mostly sunny, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Black, you got the airwaves.
My brother, how you? Hey, we back, baby. We back, man. We are back, man. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful, man. Hey, listen, man, I would be, I don't know if it would be recalcitrant or if it would just be ingratitude, man. Listen, if I didn't say thank you to this wonderful President Donald Trump we got, man, listen, I don't know why we have all of these damn chancellors and presidents of these schools when we already have a president. You know what I mean? And I just, my big bro, President Trump, thank you, sir. This would not have happened if he would not have intervened, man. It turned things up to the next level. And, you know, the same way that Biden tried to take advantage of my race when he said that if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. Well, I say you're not an Ohio State fan if you don't vote for Donald Trump. You can't be. You can't be a Big Ten fan. You know, I don't care about the rest of the Big Ten, as Josh said. I agree with that. We don't vote for the rest of them. But they suffered just as I did, and you see I didn't take any sloppy shots at them. I was very gracious during this period of time because I knew they were hurting like me. But back to the main point, this does not happen if it isn't for my big bro, Donald Trump, man. And as I said, you are not an Ohio State fan if you don't vote for Donald Trump. Very simply put, all right? Bill, listen, they hurt us. Look, at the top of this thing here, man, it's a game of inches, man, and we suffered on the recruiting trail. We suffered. We lost players to the draft, and God bless them. I'm not – whatever they do, I support them in doing. But the Big Ten just screwed us, man. And I don't know, man. I'm happy to be back, man, but I have clarity now. I see that this thing is not – look, they don't want us to be a part. They're all jealous of us, okay? And it's clear that we're not appreciated because we've been carrying our lead. We're not appreciated by the people at the top. Let's leave. Let's get out of here, man. I do not want to be a part of this thing anymore, man. But I don't want to – hey, man, it's beautiful, dude. So what did – I heard you speak a little bit about Sean Wade. What do you think? Do you think he'll come back? Because he had an article yesterday where he said he considered it. He would consider it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's unclear. I know his dad, who's been very vocal here, actually said yesterday as well, we wanted him to opt out well before all this. He said, yeah, I'd have been out here fighting for everybody, but we were just thinking about him as the individual. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that's my first question with Sean Wade. I don't know that Wyatt Davis, your All-American guard's coming back. He opted out of, what, a week or so ago. But I hope he comes back.
We got to deal with what we got to do. Everyone has suffered losses throughout this, man. We just got to deal with it. I'm just happy to be back, man. So I'll give you a call tomorrow, man. Okay. Again, thank you, Donald Trump, man. I cannot express my gratitude. Thank you.
All right. We had Cosby, Cattleman, and Black back-to-back calls. I don't know. You can't get two better back-to-back than that, I don't think. I was just looking, by the way, when Black was talking there, I was looking at the markets. S&P up about 6 points. Dow up about 90. NASDAQ down. People taking profits this morning. Tesla got up above 450 yesterday. I played with it a little bit. I had some options, and they were acting funny, so I got rid of them. Yeah, they were acting up on me. I didn't lose anything, but I didn't make anything either. That disappointed me. I'll tell you what. You want to look at these casino stocks. DKNG, DraftKings, betting stocks, if you will, and Penn. You realize Penn, this spring when they announced their relationship with Barstool, was about 38 bucks. When the pandemic hit, it got down to $4. It's trying to hit 70 today. Penn National. DraftKings, when they changed their symbol, you could have bought it, I think, around 12 or 13-ish a couple of months back. It's 52 right now. It's 52. And that's just a couple of them there. Because the sports betting, the NFL's back, college football, Big Ten news today is good. It's positive. Now, keep an eye on those. I can promise you, Rob in the 210 is all over this. Yeah, Rob. Rob's always winning, man. Jeff, too. Bill, ACC schedule 11 games. Yeah, once I started thinking about it, Notre Dame added USF. Play them this weekend. Vol Nation 98. Bill, are all the teams in the Big Ten going to play? I heard a report that said maybe three of them were not going to play. The stories we're getting this morning, the reporting we're getting, is saying the vote was unanimous. If that's the case, I would assume everybody's playing. Could you vote for it and then say, we're for it, but we're not playing? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think you'd do that. Now, the rumor was prior, Michigan's not going to allow it. So Michigan, Michigan State, Illinois, that'd be University of Illinois and Northwestern. Maryland, Rutgers. There was some talk about those, but I haven't seen any exceptions to the news reported this morning that it was unanimous and that everybody's playing. That's what I assume is happening right now. The questions about the Pac-12, I don't know that there's any Pac-12 momentum right now. Josh, Bill, Brad Powers is going to be losing his mind with all these changes. Didn't he just say he didn't think the Big Ten would play before January? I think he said he was skeptical, but no, Brad's going to be happy. You give Brad more. Other than the SEC, the next league that gets bet the most is the Big Ten. So Brad absolutely would be excited about that. 614 Rob, Bill loved me some black. Everything he said, spot on. Black is, you got to remember now. He's always been very vocal. Very vocal. I'm getting messages here. I don't even know who these – I know who some of them. Ed down in Alabama. I know Ed. Got one from Rob, too. Bill, I'm still in Panama City watching Mother Nature. This is Ed down in Alabama. Heaving rain. I'm surrounded by a golf course. All the lakes and sand traps are full of water. We are going to go to commitments this year, Bill. Had a ball last year. Good to hear. Good to hear. Rob in the 210. Also checking in this morning. Good to hear from you too, Rob. Yeah, Rob's out there winning, man. Rob's out there counting money. That's what he does every morning during the show. He's watching. Rob's got two things going right now. He can bet. Rob wins. Way more than he loses betting. And he's got action in the stock market. So Rob is fully occupied right now with everything that's going on. Yeah, NASDAQ just turned green a few minutes ago. Does that mean the day's going to be green? There's a big Fed meeting today, so who knows? Who knows? The Fed can make you happy. The Fed can also spook you. You never know what might happen. Tomorrow on the show... Should I do this? Should we take one day? Maybe next week. I don't really want to do it this week. Maybe and just let the Corona Bros have it or not. Like, give them 3 hours to do nothing but complain and beg for a shutdown. I'm just asking you. Would that be the nice thing to do or the hell with that? I think I already know your answer. Tomorrow, Chris Landry will be with us. LandryFootball.com, and I am excited about that. Tell you what, it's been a few weeks, and I'm thinking maybe we need to contact Rusty, get Rusty on. Yeah, Rusty's good. It doesn't matter what the day is. It doesn't matter what the topic is. Rusty is gold every time he comes on. I may do that. We'll see. We'll see. Then Friday, of course, Brad will be with us in hour number three. If you're just checking in, Big Ten, according to all reports, set to play beginning October the 23rd, 24th. Haven't heard about any teams opting out either. And it sounds like we have added a monster league to the Let's Play list. I'm excited about that. Big Ten is in. We've heard nothing from the Pac-12. I don't necessarily think we're going to hear anything from them. We may, but I don't think there's any urgency in the Pac-12 to match the Big Ten. Since they're partners, so to speak, I don't think there's anybody trying to push an expedite, an announcement by the Pac-12. Wouldn't surprise me if they didn't play at all. At Crazy Charlie 615. Yeah, pay attention to Tesla today, y'all. That 450 area, if it can penetrate there, it can run. Look, we're going to be looking at the 500 soon. It may be the end of this week. It may be early next week. The 500s are coming. And then game on again. So pay attention. Don't fight Tesla. If you're buying puts or you're selling short Tesla, you better get out in about a second or two or you're going to lose your money. Don't do it. Don't do it. At Bill is King. Lush Pop.